Man, when you find out you're being cheated on, that just hits. There's never a good time for that. It's 99.7 DJX. Especially when you're planning a huge birthday for that person that you were dating.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
Well, that's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your girlfriend, causing the baker who baked your cake to light your birthday cake on fire, then you're doing okay.
How'd we get to that point?
Okay, so this baker named Julia, right? Or Julie. Got an order several months ago.
Sure.
For a huge birthday cake. It was going to cost like $600, big enough to feed 75 people. It was for a woman ordering it for a boyfriend. We'll call him Jonathan.
Okay.
So right before it was due to be picked up, like she got the cake all made, iced, everything. Yeah. It was getting ready to be picked up. The lady calls and tells the baker, she's going to have to cancel the order because Jonathan cheated on her.
Oh, boy.
Party's being nixed.
Oh, boy.
Now, Julie, who is the baker, she had already baked the cake. It was too late to cancel it. So, I mean, the lady was going to be out of money, whatever, regardless.
But she understood the assignment.
So, the lady said, hey, I tell you what. I'm going to pay you an extra $100 if you video yourself smashing the cake.
Oh, wow.
And the baker was all like, yeah, I'll do that.
And let's do one.
And we'll do one better. We'll set it on fire.
Oh, wow.
My client found out her boyfriend cheated on her the same day she was supposed to come pick up this big cake for him. She asked me, instead of picking up, can I smash it for her and send her a video? I told her, we're going to do one better. This is the video I sent her to send him.
Yeah, so she's
on
like...
fire!
Yeah. So you see, it's kind of like... it says Jonathan on the cake. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice, big-looking cake, and she lights the sucker on fire.
Jonathan, it's Julie with the Sweet Hustle. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. I had so much fun making this cake for your party tonight. It's just one thing I don't like. Cheaters, Jonathan. We don't like cheaters. Maybe I thought I was Angela Bassett. If I could have filmed a walk off and the cake exploded, that would have been everything I needed. Normal stars, stop playing with people.
So she full on lights it on fire.
Like waiting to exhale.
Yes.
Esque.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Wow.
So that doesn't take away the pain of cheating. No.
So you can actually set a cake on fire. Okay.
Well, I guess so. She put enough candles on there, I think, that it did that. So, anyways,
wow.
We'll share the video. You can see it. There is a couple swears in it, but at Ben and Kelly's
delicious.
Show.
It
I know.
It did look like a delicious, delicious cake that she worked really hard on.
And I was going to say, as the baker, you're like, oh. Like, yes, you're still getting paid, but still, it's like your art.
Yes, 100%.
So,
but I appreciate.
She understood the assignment.
Yes.
Yep.
Standing in solidarity.
That's right.
With the client, say, you know what?
You know what?
Fam. Let's go one even better.
Right. Exactly. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your girlfriend,
wow,
causing your party that she was going to throw for you to be ruined, and the baker to light your birthday cake on fire, then you're doing okay.
Well, I'm guessing too, when she told everybody that she was canceling the party, I'm canceling the party. Because he cheated on me.
Yeah.
So then they probably all know, too.
Yes, exactly.
As well as the internet.
That's your side of the bar story.